Hi, everybody. Chuck Bonneville, Julie Hayden, the Chuck and Julie Show, True Straight Up. Brought to you by Julie.
ColoradoCitizenPress.com, Colorado's conservative voice, one of the blog sites, websites I check every day. Always a lot of great stories up there. Really, you get the truth about what's going on at the state capital.
That was one of their primary stories today, is that half the COVID deaths are in Colorado from nursing homes. So it's no different than New York or Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And we're killing our old people. Maybe we intending to do it, you know, could get rid of that boomer generation. But
no, that's us. That's us. That's a whole different topic.
But it's a great story. And you won't see it in the Denver Post or anywhere else. So you got to go to the Colorado Citizen Press.
ColoradoCitizenPress.com. We're waiting for Randy Corcoran, who is, I think, one of the busiest people I know during this whole COVID crisis.
Yeah.
He is representing yet another restaurant owner who has been closed down by the state of Colorado and threatened. And it's just atrocious.
In Castle Rock.
Oh, I see there, Randy there now. Hey, Randy, how are you doing? Oh, unmute yourself. Are you muted?
I thought maybe we'd do the interview with sign language today.
I'd love that.
Yeah,
you can always tell when there's a governor on.
Yeah,
they always have a sign language. Even though there's no one else in the room, they always have the person in the right-hand box, and they could just do have their, you know, their written text right below. No, they have to have that, you know, someone goofy.
Virtue signaling all the way.
Yeah. Oh, it is.
It is. Hey, so let me get – I'll just let you fill in people with the latest, but the breakfast, CNC Breakfast and Korean Kitchen had a great crowd on Mother's Day. Patrick Neville was there, a lot of people there. And then the governor said, oh, my God, I'm truly disappointed.
Yeah.
People are dying, blah, blah, blah. And then he closed him for 30 days. I mean, what's the latest and what's going on with that and what can we do?
Yeah, well, we had a conversation today with the Attorney General's office, and they were, you know, they're polite. They expressed their concerns. They're just doing their job. We get that. But I asked, you know, this order of summary suspension of the licensing for CNC Cafe says that they're entitled to a prompt notice of the charges. Followed by a prompt notice of the administrative hearing.
Mm.
And so I asked them, well, exactly what does that mean? And are you aware, does the Attorney General plan to, does the governor plan to target any other individual businesses? And will they be able to also get prompt response in the administrative hearings or whatever? And of course, these lawyers for the AG's office couldn't answer those questions. They were rhetorical.
Well, and what's wrong with, like, in Texas, the AG, by the way, is telling the governor and the other place in the health department that they can't do that. So I see we have April with us, one of the owners of the restaurant. April, if you're ready, just turn on your video and your audio, and we can see you. Hey there. Hey, number one, let me just say thank you. On behalf of all of us who have been frustrated and appalled at the rights that are just being stripped from us, thank you for not just talking and not just tweeting, but actually, you know, doing something about it. So,
and thank you from the 500 people who went on Mother's Day.
Yeah.
At least they have a good Mother's Day.
So how are you doing? Randy was kind of explaining the legal things. Why don't you talk to us about what's going on with you guys?
We're doing okay. It's a little weird. It's a little overwhelming. It's the first time I've ever been kind of thrust into anything like this, but just, it had to be done. It was just enough was enough.
Okay. Explain. Why do you mean that? How in your situation did you come to the decision that enough was enough?
Well, I feel like we complied for long enough. I mean, they said, you know, 2 weeks, flatten the curve, and then 2 more weeks, you know, to stop, you know, the virus from reinfecting, and you know, 1 month turned to 2 months, and then it's just like it's just enough is enough. I mean, we're our numbers are going down. We need to do something.
You know, and I call it panic porn when the governor says stuff like, "Well, I hope to God no one dies." I mean, what's your reaction to that?
I didn't even hear it, honestly. I still haven't even watched him.
Uh-huh.
I've heard that he, like, named us specifically, and I'm like, oh.
No.
But, yeah, it's I think it's fear-mongering, but
yes.
A, I don't know if Randy wants me to be the one on here talking.
Randy, you know, I'll tell you, this is what I do when I'm talking. I see we have Jesse can come up. Okay. Jesse, you can go. Jesse's running like into April's like, I wasn't supposed to be the one talking. Jesse, if you want to bring up your video and mute yourself. You know, Randy, let me ask you then your reaction to the when the governor said that. I mean, there's supposed to be hearings, there's supposed to be decisions. Nah. And all of a sudden the governor's saying, I hope to God no one dies. Like,
yep. And I hope a lot of people go bankrupt, never right. have businesses, but I'm a millionaire.
So it doesn't bother me.
I'm okay. Yeah.
Well, you know, we've added staff at the law firm to deal with the lawsuits that are coming.
Boom time. Boom time in corporate law. Here, let
me. The number of people are increasing. There's lots of restaurants that are open now. Some of them have been more public than others. But for the governor of the state, the highest executive power, most powerful person in the state, literally, to come out and target this tiny little business in Castle Rock, and then implement those forces and powers of government to take away their livelihood, and do it so publicly was just egregious. In fact, I think there may be another claim in the lawsuit for the targeting that went on.
I think so too. Targeting. And let me, April, we can relate with you a little bit. Chuck and I, people, you may not know, but people do. We're working at CAN-US Radio. Chuck made a comment, which he didn't mean. It was a bad joke about school shootings, right? We were fired. And the Progress Now people, of which Jared Polis is like a founding soldier and member and still funds, unleashed this vision. I mean, our son was threatened with death. His friends were threatened with death. I was threatened with sexual assault. They called our clients and threatened to hurt employees of our clients. I mean, those people pull out all the stops, and it is scary when you're going through it. And to have the governor himself,
yeah,
I mean,
leading the way.
That's their tactic, right? They want to say, oh, people are going to die and you're going to be responsible, and they're the ones who are threatening to do the killing.
Yeah. Oh yeah. No, it's a little extreme. Like, I don't know. It's
well, you're just trying to have a rest. I know we were.
I just want to work.
Yeah, yes, well, that's a crime in the modern society.
People need to have their business.
That's right. No. And then, and I see we have Jesse on there now too. Jesse, hey, we were saying earlier, congratulations and our thanks to you. I guess you're like, hey, thank you for nothing, Julie. But what do you want to say about this whole deal and what's going on with you guys?
Well, now that I figured out the Zoom app real quick.
Okay.
IT.
So anyway, I just want to say it's a pleasure talking to you guys first. And
well, thank you.
Randy's been great. My wife's been great. And our supporters have been overwhelmingly great and loving.
Let me ask you this, because I think sometimes folks, many of whom are still out there getting a paycheck, don't really understand what it's like. I was on the phone earlier with our executive editor. We have a newspaper in Denver, right? And our sales are back down to what they were in 2016, which means we're losing money, right? And
that's like
our income. Yeah. So that, you know, it matters. What was going on with you guys, and how did that play into your decision to go ahead and reopen?
You know, it wasn't just us either. You know, we know everyone. A lot of people are hurting, not everyone. But I also know that a lot of small businesses, we keep seeing them shut down, especially restaurants. And it just, you know, it struck a chord with us. And, we're behind on our bills and everything else. And we're just trying to survive. And enough was enough. And we wanted to make a stand.
How did you, and you did. And then they slammed the full force of the state on you. And I guess Randy or whoever wants to weigh in on this, to a certain extent, the penalty was going to be the kind. I mean, how did you decide? Okay, we're going to have to go ahead and close, or have you closed? What are you doing?
So we are closed. As you've seen that Polis had took our license, and he said indefinitely for 30 days. So whatever that is. yeah. So we closed the doors, and we came outside yesterday to a nice barbecue that our supporters had threw for us.
Oh, that's great.
You know, the love, they know we're hurting, and they know that we didn't like the decision, but we knew it may happen, you know.
Randy, is that even remotely?
Well, I'm going to say something, but you know, by you opening and then having to close down, but that puts pressure on the governor. It really does. And I know that isn't your purpose. Your purpose is to try to have a business and survive. Right. but it does. Everybody who opens up, everybody who says to the governor, we need to get back. We want to work. I know that's a crime, but we want to work. It puts a lot more pressure on the government. And, you know, now he's said, you know, maybe people can open up, probably not you, because he wants to punish you. Maybe May 27th. And he, in his conference, he said, people ask you, when can we open up? He says, well, I can't tell you, right. And I'm not going to tell right. you. And it's just, it's insanity. It's insanity.
And he hasn't given any guidelines or anything. And he already stated that it was going to be a week's notice. So you have he has to give you the guidelines first, and then you have a week. So no matter what, like it would, even he would have to give you the guidelines like yesterday. You know what I mean?
Right.
For it to be, for it hit Memorial Day even, you know, to have restaurants have enough time.
Well, I know that's what we've had other businesses tell us too. It's like saying maybe you can open May 26th. That's nothing. I mean, that just doesn't hurt. Well, Randy, how can it be even remotely fair? So, I mean, we know of other restaurants that have opened, right? We know that of other businesses, and we won't even go into the businesses like a pot shop that they decided were essential. How can this even, from a legal point of view, remotely be fair? And what's your argument going to be?
Law is not fair.
Well, yeah, there's that.
Well, an unequal application of the laws is certainly one of the claims that we're looking at. It's really interesting. You know, you guys, we were on here with Jennifer Hewlett a week ago.
Right.
She was the first one to open up on May 1st, and that got other people paying attention. And right. and now these guys at CNC opened up, and you know, God and circumstance came together, and they had hundreds and hundreds of people. Turned into a viral video, 2.5 million strong. They've got two kids. They can be forced to stay closed, go bankrupt, go to a food bank or whatever. But they probably can't, and I'm not saying they won't, things can change, but they probably can't afford to just open back up in the face of what the AG told us today would be $1,000 a day civil penalty. And then criminal penalties for violating the public health orders that range anywhere from $500 to $5,000 per occurrence and 6 months to 18 months in jail per occurrence.
That's
they've
just
got two small kids.
Yeah, so insurmountable.
Insurmountable, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and I guess it goes back to, it's like, all. It's not like you're like trying to, I don't know, make LSD legal or something like that. You're just trying to open a restaurant. It's your business. It was your business. And I guess my thing is, if people don't want to go, like the Denver Post quoted that kind of, and I'm sorry, you maybe can't say this, but I can, whiny guy who went in there and he said, oh my God, no social distancing. And he left. Well, to me, that's the answer. If you don't want to go, don't go in. If you want to go in, go in.
Well, here's another possible solution the government could think. I mean, the Colorado Citizen Press, half the deaths in Colorado are from nursing homes for people over 75. They should have a new rule. If you're 50 or over, you can't go to any of these places. Absolutely not. And if your parents live with you or any, you know, you live with somebody over 50, you're forbidden. But for everybody else, have a good time. Well, I mean, it's just
not
it's,
even
it's,
that.
It's inc- yeah. No. Well, why not? I mean, why are they punishing everybody over 50 who has very little chance of getting coronavirus that's fatal that they have to go broke? But what is it that we have to apply the same rule to everybody? I mean, it's insane. We have a whole state closed down because the governor wants to kill the nursing home patients. He'll get their vote for next election ahead of time by ballot harvesting. But I mean, it's extraordinary. Randy said unequal application of the law, but for the number of people who will be quote unquote saved for the damage and the death they're going to bring from suicide and alcoholism and everything else. It's disgraceful. It is disgraceful.
Well, let me just say that the Arellanos did a interview today with ABC's Nightline that will be airing, I believe, tomorrow night. And interviewed me after for kind of the legal take. But it was just fascinating to me. And we'll see how they cut up this interview.
Oh, yeah, you betcha.
Yeah, but it was fascinating that for every answer that came up that related to freedom, the individual, the ability for these individuals, these businesses and families to survive, they kept coming back around to the risk that was being put on other people.
Right.
And I couldn't get them to talk about Sweden, the Sweden model, or Melbourne herd immunity and all the natural things that we need to do in order to actually beat this virus, not just cower in fear from it for months and months.
Well, and it, the media, is complicit in all of this. And I want to go back, maybe Jesse and April, to ask you guys too, in terms of what he's done now, the governor, by indefinitely and all that. I mean, what is that doing to your business now?
Well, we're getting a lot of love from a lot of people that support us from all over the world.
Okay.
We had a chef from Australia, and, he's basically saying that it's okay for him to shut us down, but then today he tweeted to Elon Musk, and that's disobeying the rules. Maybe not, it doesn't matter. You broke the rule,
Yeah,
and they said to come to Colorado. And I'm like, really? So this billionaire guy is welcome to run his business here, but us,
little guys,
we're running, we're not allowed to run our business and try to make a living off it.
Our little bit of sales tax isn't good enough for the state of Colorado, I guess.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they're going to be. Are they making you continue to pay the equipment, the property tax and things like that while you're closed down?
You bet.
Oh, yeah. This bills don't stop coming, right? Like, I mean, they have helped defer some of the landlord here is great, actually, I got to say. And he's helped us defer the payments for a while. And he's been supportive of us. And the other place, too, we're talking with them to see what we can do to, just maybe try to pay it later or something like that.
Right.
What did you guys ever think that you would be? Number one, did you ever think that this kind of thing could happen or that you would be here?
Or you'd feel the full force of your government, your government coming down on you.
Well, I could say that, the government is supposed to work for the people, not the other way. And that's kind of not what we're seeing right now.
No.
April, what do you think? I mean, what do you say to your kids about it?
I'm actually just kind of trying to shelter them. That's actually why I'm home right now. I'm just giving them a normal day to go play outside and everything because they're young. They're too young to be involved in all this truly,
Right.
So.
Right.
It's and the mother.
When do your kids get the death threats? And then they'll be.
That's why I locked down. A lot of people got mad because a lot of posts are disappearing and it wasn't because they disappeared. I did not delete anything. I just locked down my Facebook because I started seeing them go towards a thing on my kids' pictures that I was not comfortable with. So I just shut it down.
Yes.
Right. Now that, again, we feel to a certain extent the pain that you feel. It was shocking to me that people would go there. And again, just to emphasize, those people are the Progress Now people funded, supported, founded by Jared Polis.
Right.
So, I mean, that tells you a lot about
that
right there.
Soros.
Let me
ask Randy. Okay. Randy, you indicated that there are a lot of restaurants and other ones that are open around the state. Where is that occurring and what is the government doing about them?
Well, I've really made a conscious choice not to identify locations and certainly not identify names.
Mm-hmm.
But one I can talk about, I mentioned earlier, Jennifer Hewlin, who was the first to open.
Right.
Now we have these guys who have opened and then created an international focus on what's happening here. And congressional candidate Lauren Boebert up on Western Slope has received a shutdown order.
Has she? Okay.
And so I imagine she and I have been talking quite a bit. She's still open. She is opening and operating in defiance of that shutdown order. So we're strategizing a bit on how to pull all these together. We may hold a press conference on Friday to talk about it. But it's happening more and more around Colorado. And for your viewers and listeners, I want to make sure they're aware that Sunday there's going to be a big motorcycle rally to the Capitol as well. And Dick Teigen is going to lead the way. And, he's one of the heroes of Benghazi, one of the survivors of Benghazi, Colorado sheriff and other law enforcement besides his military background. And we're going to stage at the new bar in Sedalia where they've been, the Sheriff Spurlock's been allowing people to show up, get their food, drink and eat and drink in the parking lot without really giving them a hard time. And, so that we're going to be staging there at 10 o'clock on Sunday. And they're also going to be staging up north. So we're going to be having mobs of people. Cars are welcome.
Okay.
You want to just watch what's going to be a pretty cool parade, I think. And we're going to be doing a motorcycle rally down to the Capitol to reopen Colorado. So it's all coming together pretty quick.
What time do people want to be at the Capitol? What time should they be there?
12 o'clock. 12 to 1 will be we'll be buzzing the Capitol, and that's going to be
bad. Watch out for those stripper nurses.
Yeah, that's right. The fake protesters. Yeah. Well, they've abandoned that tactic. You know, Randy, while I've got you, though, too, let me ask you, because when we last talked to you about Jennifer, the Water's Edge Winery, one of the problems you had is the Tri-County Health people, like the Arianos are looking for, you know, what's some guidance? What are some rules? And they were telling you that they weren't getting any information from Polis. I mean, what's the latest on that?
Well, it brings two things to mind. Number one, the proper way that what should have occurred with Castle Rock Cafe is what occurred with Jennifer and Waterford Winery, which was Tri-County brought the order in. They were ready to enforce it. And then we went and negotiated with them and talked things through. That's where we learned that they have absolutely no idea what the governor is doing or is going to do. But instead, the governor, he was so mad at the successful notice that, you know, the stir that was created in Castle Rock, that he took this one personally. They completely circumvented Tri-County. So they pulled this one, without Tri-County doing it. They went straight to the Colorado Department of Health to yank their license and the order. So there is still no guidance coming from Tri-County, or that we're aware of, from the governor's office to Tri-County or these other local health administrators.
So
people are just out here wondering. And
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, you know, one of the things that came up in the Nightline interview, when they kept coming back to, well, more people may get sick. Yes, but we've got 30 million now unemployed. We're headed into a Great Depression. Suicides are up. Domestic violence and child abuse is up. At some point, just like when we get into our cars or I get on my motorcycle, we are weighing and balancing risks.
Right.
And the risk to the survival of our country is far greater than the risks of the small percentage of people who are having, you know, serious and sometimes deadly reactions to the virus.
And the way viruses work, they're going to get it anyway. So it's not like you can close it down until we've eradicated every virus on the face of the earth forever, right? I mean, Jesse and April, right? I mean, you couldn't even really say, okay, I guess until there's cures for everything, we can't open our business.
There's a cure for cancer, you can't open up.
Right. People, I mean.
Oh, no, it's ridiculous. Horrible.
What about some of the stuff they're saying? Just a couple more questions, and I know you guys are busy, but let me ask you this. Some of the things they're talking about, you know, we've talked to, like I said, for the newspaper, various restaurants are like, we're kind of saying, you know, to say I can operate at 25% capacity and my waitresses have to wear masks and have to have all these plexiglass things, which then, in my experience, everyone just reaches around anyway, so those are useless. I mean, what is that doable at all for you guys or not really?
No, you know, if they say that restaurants can open at 25% capacity, probably we're going to lose a majority of our small business for sure. If they say 50%, probably we're going to lose the same in business half. If they say 75, 80%, maybe restaurants going to make it. It's still going to be tough because to pay the bills in a restaurant, your margins are so tight that you have to be busy all the time.
Well, and moreover, like every other restaurant, you have lunch and you have dinners and you know, you need to have the place filled then, because after lunch, there's 3 or 4 hours in which, you know, you're between meals.
Yep.
And you get less people. But to say
during
your peak hours, you can only be 25%.
That's
you go,
right.
Whoa.
Yeah. Just April, Jesse, any final words that anything you want people to know or understand, or just anything you want to say before we let you go?
You know, all those people supporting us, we do appreciate it from the bottom of our heart. And we love you guys. We've seen such outpouring. That's what's keeping us going, because, you know, we're being attacked, as you could imagine. People are really being vocal, and it's okay to disagree and have a conversation. But when we disagree by threatening our lives, we're like, I thought this whole thing was to save lives. And now you're threatening our life, you know. And just stand strong with us. We're going to stand strong, and we're just gonna fight as much as we can.
All right.
Well, Randy, also want to congratulate you. You're doing a great job out there representing some great folks.
What about funds to help these guys? Where can people help if they want? Randy,
go ahead, Jesse. I don't have that.
April has it.
Oh yeah, there's a GoFundMe for us. That's on there, and then the the Colorado Freedom Force Defense Fund. Those two are, because I've been asked if those two are valid. Yes, the GoFundMe is in my possession, so that one's going to end.
GoFundMe, what's the rest of the title?
It was CNC Coffee Kitchen Castle Rock.
Yeah, CNC Coffee Kitchen Castle Rock, okay. GoFundMe. You can search on there. You can find the GoFundMe.
And I know in the Colorado Freedom Force Defense Fund, all that money. All right.
Yep.
And before I go, guys, and I'm going to be interesting to see if Nightline includes this part of my interview with them. Have you guys been paying any attention at all to the Swedish model of the
Right.
So for people who aren't aware, Sweden and Michigan have almost an identical population, around 10 million. Michigan has been some of the most egregious shutdown. You can't mow your grass outside.
Right.
Just the most egregious sort of shutdown, lockdown orders in the country. Sweden, on the other hand, advised their citizens of risks, allowed and the suggested ways to be careful with it, and have allowed their economy to continue, people to continue to live. Michigan, with the lockdown orders, has over 1,000, it's up to 1,400 today, more deaths than Sweden. Mm-hmm. And meanwhile, Sweden is now developing population or herd immunity.
Right.
And so when the flu season comes back around, they're not going to get nailed by this thing again.
Well, I saw something on ABC, so you're in good shape, saying that Sweden was unlikely to benefit economically from staying open. You're kind of going, you've heard about the earth being round. Not true. It's flat. It's flat, everybody.
Randy, do you know who was a producer out there? Do you know? I worked with ABC people a lot. Do you remember anybody's names?
Do you guys remember the name of the guy who came out who was doing the interview? I didn't pay close attention.
No, I was paying attention to everybody outside that came for it. I could care less about the news people.
You're just trying to do it. Okay, but guys, thank you so much. Anything we can do, and I know everybody listening to us feels the same too. So we'll, after you're gone, we'll promote the funds again. But thank you. And let us know when you're open, and you're going to have to build an addition. I guarantee it, because we'll all be there to help you out.
Take care.
Thank you so much.
Take care, guys. Thank you, guys.
Bye-bye.
Randy, thank you, too. Appreciate your time and everything you're doing.
My pleasure. Thank you.
All right. Thanks to everybody there. All right. So I want to emphasize, if you just go to the CC in Castle Rock, the restaurant in Castle Rock, there's a GoFundMe page. That's a legit GoFundMe page. Also, the Colorado Freedom Force, they have a defense fund. And I know I talk to Jan Cook about that every day. Not every day, but all the time. And 100% of that money is going. You know, Kyle Clark was tweeting something like, the money is going to go to some attorney. It's like,
radio show host attorney. You can't have that. Oh my God.
You can't have people actually being paid to do.
That's terrible. Radio show host lawyer gets money.
Maybe so, and he's got a missionary. No, I mean, what a bunch of ridiculousness. To me, I think, though, you know, back to, and we can have some phone calls, and then we're going to talk to about the whole Obamagate. 888-627-6008, 888-627-6008. Lauren Boebert was telling me she has the restaurant.
Shooter's Cafe
in Rifle. And she had, she's too busy to come on the show today. We asked her, but she said she is staying open. She received an order to shut down, and she's staying open in defiance of that. It'd be interesting to see what happens. I mean, are they going to come? Are they going to arrest the people in the restaurant? Are they going to throw her in jail? What I wish we had in this state was what we're seeing in some other states, where the law enforcement people are saying, we're not arresting them. You know, I'm the sheriff in this county. I'm not going to go arrest a person for this. We've got the attorney.
That's why they're not turning it over in a lot of cases to the sheriffs.
Right.
They're you know, just giving you notice that you've lost your license and other things. I mean,
what Randy described is just the complete lack of any kind of due process, right? There was just Jared Polis hears about this on TV and sees it in Twitter. So he's mad at them because they're defying him, which I'm sorry, that's the right we have as a citizen, right? It's, I don't know where it says anywhere in the Constitution that we have to just shut down and we can't question and we can't ask questions and we can't defy the government, for Pete's sakes. You know, to me, Chuck, you look at what, and I think the two are connected. You look at the General Flynn case, where what's happening there, where the prosecutors say we want to drop the case, and the judge right now is refusing to drop the case, right? I mean, when you look at what the government can do to just everyday citizens, just trying to make a living, trying to live their lives, can and does do. And these are the high profile cases, right? I mean, this has been your position for a long time. You just think about what's going on there. It is really a scary thing, I think.
It's always been scary. Your government is scary. It's a scary entity. And the best thing you can hope is you don't come in contact with it very much. And often, you know, a lot of people who are very naive, I think that all police officers are the same as the ones who are polite to them. They've never come in contact when they're not so polite and they want to beat you. And it's your government, and it's almost by necessity, the government must be a vicious entity. But boy, the more power you give that entity, the more likely you're going to run into that vicious side. And I promise you, April and Jesse probably thought, oh, you know, we're good citizens and we're fine.
And,
we'll just open up, no problem. And then the governor decides, sua sponte, that he's going to have the attorney general and the health department destroy their lives. I mean, that's, and you know, I don't
want to. Well, he's sending a message to everybody else, right? He's like, hey, you want to mess with me? I'll show you what's going to happen.
But you know, there is a reason. There is a reason why our founders wanted a limited government, a government that was, that couldn't get too powerful, couldn't get too strong. And you know, we've forgotten that, or at least some progressives have forgotten that. And, you know, they always think they'll always be the ones who are on top and that you will be on the bottom. But it's just amazing.
Well, this is what's, and you know, and if anybody on Zoom wants to chime in, just go ahead and you can unmute yourself and chime in. To me, though, this is just so really scary that you have. Oh, here's some of the pictures. Okay. Some of the pictures there from the restaurant. I think that must be Chris who's
it is, Julie. I wanted to make a comment, if you don't mind, Chuck.
Go for it,
Chris.
Tagged on right on to what you're talking about. This morning, Jesse was on with Peter, and it was more, I think he had an opportunity to express his patriotism more in that show. And he was saying that, you know, we're fighting for everybody. And at this point, they are a revolutionary front at this point. These are the people that are willing to take it on the chin economically. As you pointed out, they can be ostracized and a lot of other at-risk problems. And these people are willing to go down there or open their business. I stopped by today. I think I shared one picture. I'll share another. But at 1 o'clock, I tried to hand Jesse a donation, and he asked that I tape it to the window of the building.
Good.
Such a gracious and kind man. I mean, and he's standing there with four or five people around him. And it was one of those moments in life where you're just thinking, you know, this is what we need to support.
Right.
And there were, it was at the tail end of what they had done. I wasn't there until 1 o'clock, but I just want to point out that they are making the sacrifice for all of us, not
yes,
just
true.
For their business, mm-hmm. just not for themselves. And that's what he addressed earlier in the day. It was inspirational. It truly was.
Well, good. All right, Chris, thank you for sharing
that. Thank you very much.
And you're absolutely right about that. So we have Barney on line one. Hey, Barney, what do you make of all this?
Bernster?
Don't the whole way. Hey!
Hey!
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Hey!
Hey!
Don't you yell at me, Chuck. I want to just throw this out there. If you're in law enforcement and you lift one finger to shut this restaurant down, you are a effing turd. You leave these people alone. You stick it in Polis's butt. To hell with these Nazis. I'm done. You're pissing us off, guys. Law enforcement, stay out of it. You're a turd if you get involved. That's all I got to say.
You got to get a little more excited, Barney. You got a little more emotion.
No, okay. Yeah. F these people. God, these guys. Hitler would be so proud. Now,
yes,
one bullet. And these. And by the way, you with the mask. Wear a condom over your head, you dumb shit. A condom is going to do you a lot more good than your stupid mask. God, these people are dumb. God, I love you guys. All of you freaking Nazi little whatever the hell you are. Goodbye.
All right. Thank you, Barney.
Thank you, Barney.
We love you too. Barney always just kind of, you know, he sugarcoats it a little bit.
Yeah.
But, you know, he's absolutely right. And you know, to Jesse and April and Randy Corcoran too, because I guarantee you he's taken some heat and some flack for all of this, right? You know, because the government does not like it when you stand up. The left, the progressive left, does not like it when you stand up. I mean, there are a lot of reasons we're not on KNUS radio anymore, right? And they put all the pressure they have. And the only way to fight back is to fight back. And if you cave in, and I think Bonnie's absolutely right that, you know, if I were, you would hope that Sheriff Reams, I think we should point out that in Weld County, there are restaurants that are open. In Weld County, the county commissioner said, we are not going to move to close them down, right? And I got a feeling that if you're a restaurant in Weld County, you can go ahead and be open.
And well, the interesting thing is somebody did open and then got a call from the county health department demanding they close down. And they said, when? And I just talked to my county commissioner.
So they called
the county commissioner, who called the health department. What the hell are you doing? And we're sorry.
And that's what I want. I want to, you know, congratulate State Representative Patrick Neville, who's on with us every Friday for the Minority Report. Yeah. He was at that restaurant. We need to see more of our Republican leaders standing up and standing out in front of these restaurants and saying, what the heck is going on here, Jared Polis? How can you just, without any kind of due process, without any kind of hearing, just suspend this restaurant's license indefinitely? I mean, that's
30 to indefinite.
I mean, so he could just say, as long as these people are making me, the governor, mad. I mean, this is the United States of America. It is not supposed to work that way. And it only works that way if we let it. And, you know, brave people like Jesse and Randy and April and, you know, Jen and the restaurants in Weld County, there's some restaurants down there in El Paso County that have opened up too and said, hey, we're just opening. And I think that's what it takes. And it takes people like the people who listen to the show and the people who call in to go ahead and say, no, we don't like this. We don't support this. You know, and we could go over the facts again, but, you know, this is what I think, Chuck. The left and Jared Polis, he could care less about the facts. The facts show that we've reached, first we're supposed to do this to flatten the curve. We flattened the curve. It's peaked. It's over. Georgia and Florida, right? The number of new cases, and that's new cases, is going down. They've reopened. The only reason Polis is closing us is because he can, I guess, and he wants to flex his muscle and destroy the economy.
No, he just feels like, you know, he's important, and it gives him, you know, within the progressive circles, some cred for shutting things down. I mean, you know, I have to say, I think Jared Polis has gotten way too much credit. They said, well, he and Kemp did the same thing. Georgia and Colorado did the same thing. They really haven't done the same thing. We've been far more closed down than
well,
Georgia.
And he says, what, we're following California's model?
Yeah,
right. California. So didn't, remember the, the governor, was it the mayor of LA mayor. Just said they're going to stay shut down for 3 more months. Yeah. Now, I'm sorry, if you're a business in LA, and again, not, you know, the Beverly Hills thing, if you're just a restaurant owner, you're going,
what? Have pretty big
well,
rents.
Well, that's probably true. That's true. Hey, we got Charlene with us too. Hey, Charlene, welcome and thank you for calling.
Oh, hi there. Well, I hate to have to follow Barney, but I tell you what, I've been on this watch party on Facebook. It poses up there waiting to go in to meet with the president, and there's comments from all over about what's going on, and I tell you, they're very similar to what Barney just offered up. But,
good for them.
You know, he's up there right now feeding at the trough, and he is asking Trump to print more money out of thin air, which will steal our children's future, which will cause inflation for people on fixed incomes, particularly, you know, Social Security recipients, and our incomes are not going to go up as inflation goes up. So, you know, he's hurting us in more ways than one. And you know, here's the thing. It's like there's 93 deaths in Tokyo, and they haven't shut down. That's what I've been hearing. And then there's, 10,000 in New York, and they did shut down. And so when you present those facts to, you know, this crew of governors, these few Democrat governors that are kind of, you know, spearheading the whole thing, when they know that we know that, does that scare them?
No.
Or do they just think it's, they've got such a grip on it, they can...
Here in Colorado, they've rigged the process. I mean, I must admit, our local Republicans don't seem to get it. At least nationally, they get it, because they want to export this all-mail ballot with ballot harvesting for the next election, because they know they have huge advantages under that kind of system. So in Colorado, they could care less. Your vote doesn't matter here. You may
your
think
business
it matters.
Doesn't matter.
Your business doesn't matter. Your children.
Well, you know, it's like, you know, having a boss, and all the people under the boss are talking about the boss and saying how wrong the boss is, and then the boss gets wind of it. Doesn't that affect the boss's, you know, psyche in some way? I'm hoping it does, but I don't know. Maybe he knows that he can pull off any con job.
You know, it doesn't. You would hope so, Charlene, and I guess that's why, you know, we want to do shows like this, and we want to applaud the restaurants that open up, because you got to think, even if it doesn't hurt his psyche, he wants to win. And if you have too many people and too many restaurants opening up, and if you have too many sheriffs saying, hey, I'm not going to go shut these people down, then at a certain point, we would hope that Polis would say, okay, I won, it's all safe, now everybody can open up. But exactly.
And you know what? I tell you what, I was so thrilled I got on that GoFundMe page and I donated. And then I was, it started day before yesterday. Within 24 hours, they had already reached their goal. It was just fascinating. I mean, it was amazing.
Right.
So, I think there's just a lot more support out there than people even realize. But can I just ask you one quick thing? Someone said the restaurants were open up at Denver DIA. And so if that's the case, are they actually having them carry the food out, pick it up, and then go sit, in the hall to eat? Or are they letting them
dine in
at the restaurant?
I think it's a similar kind of thing. And it is kind of funny because it goes back to just the unequal, the way the law is applied unequally, right? So, they can't
arbitrary,
go
yes.
They can't go into their restaurant in Castle Rock, right? But you can pack a plane full of people all sitting right next to each other, right? And again, I'm just guessing that's because the airline industry has a much bigger lobbyist, right? And then the folks at Castle Rock restaurants do.
And what is it about Colorado's restaurants where they can't do it safely, but Arkansas and Georgia can? I mean, does Colorado not know how to do things safely?
And what's amazing about it, and I'll have to say that there's not enough protest in Colorado. There's not enough people getting angry. There's too many radio hosts saying Polis is doing a good job. I mean, there's way too much of that. We are kind of a sheep society, I have to say, here in Colorado. We just think that the government's just wonderful, and that as long as we have our governor there to tell us what to do, we'll be okay. And they're really destroying the state. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say, I don't want to take up too much of your time, but anyway, I appreciate, I look so forward to listening to you 3 days a week, and I hope you'll go to 2 hours each time.
We're working on it.
I feel like the revolution is in Colorado, and y'all are just doing a great job. I appreciate everything.
Well, thank you, Charlene. We appreciate you guys, too. Right, and Chuck, I will say, thank you, Charlene.
Take care.
888-627-6008 if other people want to call. And I do want to say, the guys at Colorado Freedom Force and the Reopen Colorado people, I think, are doing a very good job, and they're pushing back, and they're angry, and I think they're calling on politicians, some of whom are answering the call, to help out. So I think Charlene is right. There is a little bit of a revolution going on here.
She's in Arkansas.
Well, I know, but and she said in Colorado.
I know, but she's not here. And to me, it's not
enough.
Well, she is here in spirit. It doesn't matter where she's at. But I must admit, there's not enough for my mind.
Well, in my mind, I would like to see, again, some of the local politicians do more. I think we saw Ted Cruz getting his hair cut, at that at Texas barbershop. We see the Texas AG saying, I'm not going to enforce these laws. I think we need, now granted, our AG isn't going to do that, but that's the kind of thing we need. We need to have people in the government stand up with the citizens, right? The people who, don't just tweet and quietly support them. They need to actively support them like Patrick Neville did. Because I think what scares me about this is how easily it happened, right? I mean, you talk to people like the mask thing, right? I was at the hardware store the other day and the people in front of me didn't have a mask on and I did. And the clerk said something about it. And I said, it's kind of hard to tell because on the one hand, you don't want to freak people out. On the other hand, I think it's stupid. And she said the exact same thing. She said, I think it's stupid too. She said, but they want me to wear it here. And I go back and forth, and I have to admit my daughter, who is not a conservative at all, she's like, I'm not wearing one. She said, it's stupid. I'm not wearing one. And I think I'm struggling with when I stop wearing one, because the more you let them shame you and fear monger you, that's what's been really alarming.
Well, Westminster passed, I guess,
a resolution
encouraging us to go around wearing masks. And I just felt like saying,
I think the mass thing is going to die a natural death. One, it's hot. Two, you notice none of the young people, at least that's been my observation, you know, millennials are not wearing masks. And they're finding, I've been hearing reports, and no one will tell me where, of speakeasies sort of operating in the Denver metropolitan area where you can go into the restaurant and you can get your food in the little styrofoam thing like you're carrying it out, but you can kind of eat it there while you have a drink. I think that's what's going to be happening more. And I think Polis is going to have to cave, but he's going to have to do it reasonably. I was talking to somebody from the city of Glendale, and what they're doing, Glendale, Colorado, is doing a great thing to help the restaurants because they can only have so many people based on their square footage and stuff, right? And so the city of Glendale. The city of Glendale is liberally interpreting how they can interpret their square footage. Mm-hmm. Now, that's what we need to see more of, right? We need to see more of government saying, okay, look, maybe we cannot actually, as a county commission, fight POLIS, but what we can do is say we're not going to enforce it. We're not going to tell our health department. I mean, that's what we need to see more of, I think.
Ben wrote in, I love Barney. He could play Frank Costanza, which is from the Seinfeld show. And that guy died yesterday. Wow. He actually died, you know, the actor who played Frank Costanza. But he's absolutely right. It's just, I think we need more people like Barney and April and a lot of Jesse, all these people.
And here's something. One thing we want to just switch because we have time to, and if anybody wants to call in on this, 888-627-6008, or your thoughts on masks too. What are you doing with the mask? Are you wearing it? Are you not wearing it? Are you kind of like me splitting the difference, wearing it some places and not others? But I also need to talk about Obamagate. The Federalist had a great headline, Obamagate, no longer just a conspiracy theory. It's the greatest political scandal of our time. Turns out that the people who were asking to unmask General Flynn were, including Joe Biden.
He was the last one. The last, because they did it chronologically. Joe Biden did. If you remember, he was on with George Stephanopoulos, and George said, well, what about the whole thing? I don't know anything about it. Then he said, but you were at that meeting. Oh, yeah, I thought you said I had to do the prosecution. No, I heard about it, but that's it. And then it comes out today that his office, or he was trying to unmask and did. Who it was. So, you know, he's getting farther and farther down.
Well, and Obama is too, because the Obama chief of staff asked for the unmasking, McDonough asked for the unmasking the day that Obama held that meeting, where we now learn that he knew more about the whole Flynn case and the Flynn prosecution and the Flynn investigation
than the head of the DOJ did.
So I think and Rand Paul, I'm loving Rand Paul.
Me too. I used to one love him, then I kind of got mad at him for a while, but I'm back to really.
Yeah,
him.
I mean, I'm over Lindsey Graham. I mean, I think.
Well, he went after Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
He said people like Lindsey Graham want to keep all this power because they enjoy it being imposed on people. I've never seen a Republican quite do that, and hooray for him.
But Rand Paul, I wrote down, he was talking, he said, you know, Joe Biden was caught red-handed using the government to spy on a political opponent. I'm sorry, did we hear that in the impeachment allegations against Donald Trump, using the government to spy on a political opponent? Well, Biden caught red-handed doing it. I think it's also interesting, they're talking about, he says Obama is in this up to his eyeballs. That's what we know for sure is true. And then let's throw this out, in a CNN poll in 15 battleground states, Trump is trouncing Biden 52-45%.
That's not trouncing, but
that's in my book.
It still has Biden ahead nationally by I think 3 or 4 points, 4 points.
And polls are what they are, but CNN did not want to report this, so
well, no, and so, and also yesterday there were by-elections in Wisconsin and in California. Republicans won both, although the California one, which was rated a toss-up, they don't know because it does not till Friday they can still receive absentee votes.
Which is why you don't want mail ballots.
Well, that's happening in Adams County.
That's happening in Adams County,
where all of a sudden all these guys had won by small margins, and they all lost, not by late, but they all turned in on that day.
Coincidentally. Hey, I see our friend Ben Nicholas is up there. Hey, Ben, you want to chime in on all of this?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that, yeah, I did. I love Barney because he is so reserved in his voice, in his choice of words. You just never know where he stands, you know.
Right.
But he's really fun to listen to. But on this, release of the names, I don't remember seeing Sally Yates's name on there. She was the acting AG at the time. And wasn't it the New York Times' piece that was released about, I believe it was within a week after Joe Biden had unmasked So, I mean, the timing seems to be oddly just revolving around Joe Biden.
Well, it's amazing that
Obama, too.
Well, and I haven't figured this out, but you know, Jack Lew, who's the father of our CDOT director,
Shoshana Lew,
he and everybody in the Treasury Department is unmasking. And you kind of go, well, why do they need to unmask?
I mean, exactly.
It's going to be an incredible...
Wasn't there four or five of them that were tied to the Treasury Department?
Yes,
right.
Yes.
What do they got? To, yeah.
I understand it too. This whole, so the unmasking, if folks don't know what we're talking about, if the government can and does spy on foreign people, right? But if they inadvertently or advertently capture an American citizen, they have to hide that person's name. They can't disclose it unless it is asked that they unmask that name, and then they can release
to that
it
person
to the person who asked for it to be unmasked.
And have to say why they need it unmasked.
And in the Obama administration in his last term, and Susan Rice talked about this, a number of unmaskings, the unmasking requests by Obama officials, like tripled.
16 of them. There were 16 of them just on Friday. Right.
Yeah, exactly. Just on Flynn. Coincidentally, as we said, coming from Obama's chief of staff the day they had that meeting, Ben, what this says to me is, you know, it's scary enough what Governor Polis is doing to restaurants in Colorado, but this is equally alarming. This was the government using its surveillance powers to spy on American citizens that it didn't like.
That's right. And what's scary about this is it's just a very short step to a dictatorship. That's well, all it is.
Judge,
I mean, it's that close.
The judge in the Flynn case said that, what do you mean right. that the government wants to dismiss because of all these terrible things? I'm going to have anybody I want give me briefs so I don't have to
right.
do it.
Which is shocking. Brief as to why he should not dismiss.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's just ridiculous as to what they're doing.
24 times before, all right-wing people had asked him to file Mika's briefs, and they all said no.
Right.
And just, oh, progress now? Oh, sure.
The lawfare people,
Benjamin Witts and stuff. I mean, you know, luckily we have the judicial process to save us against government overreach, because they're out there.
Separation right. of power and all.
Stuff.
So I got a question for you. Who's going to replace Biden?
Yeah. You know, I don't know. My guess is, this is what I'm thinking.
Angelina Jolie.
Yeah, really. Or Madonna. Madonna. Here's what
Madonna.
I think. There are a couple of reasons, I think, for a number of reasons, besides just power hungry and hatred of this country. But the left is pushing the coronavirus thing. Number one, I think they want to continue pushing for all-mail ballots. I think that's huge.
Right.
Repeat
the Colorado success.
Number two, I think they want to make it impossible. They're going to say, hey, we can't have any debates. We can't have a convention. Joe Biden has to stay in his basement.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's part of it, too, because they know he's weak. But
well, as long as they can make it a referendum on Trump and not a choice, then I think they're better off. So keeping him in the basement is good. But it was interesting. Nate Silver's 538 one, which pretends to be objective, but is left wing, had a new big thing saying, you know, we've looked at this and it doesn't seem that mail ballots favor either Republicans or Democrats, which
yeah.
is why all the Democrats want to do it and all the Republicans don't, except here in Colorado where we seem to just...
Right, and if you believe that, then you have to believe that the unmasking was really... There's no nefarious things that were going on.
They were just curious who this kid that guy
curious,
was talking about.
Know to protect America.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say, I got to bet you that probably Joe Biden had no idea who Kislyak was. If you just say, who's Kislyak? He'd be like,
yeah.
I don't know. It's, you know, I don't. Maybe he's one of those guys,
Polish.
Cornho or whatever he said, that I beat up at a
right.
Name.
Yeah. This is nothing but a ruse. You know, I mean, the Biden, he was so dumb and he still is that I think that they played him and just said, Joe, we need you to go out and leak this. You know, I mean,
right.
You're the VP. You can do this and get away with it. Nobody's going to touch you.
Right.
And I think he did it.
I think you're right.
That's my money on him releasing it. Because I think everybody else said, you know, I'm not high enough up in this chain to avoid any kind of prosecution. So,
I think
they could avoid a prosecution. All of them could. How many leaks in the Trump administration were there? And in the Obama administration, you didn't have to worry about a leak if it was pro-Obama.
Right.
So any one of them could have gone to David.
You know what else I think that they might have, because I was thinking, why did all of them need to have, why couldn't they just tell each other, right? It's not like anyone's going to.
Oh, sure. But around the water cooler, you know.
I think that might have been to help with the leaks. If you're a reporter and you got Biden, so then you could call up any one of these
people.
Yeah,
there's a good idea.
Do you know what I mean? I think that's what's going on there, they wanted to call up.
That's a good thought, that they said, hey, look, we got to have a lot of people asking.
Who know this,
asking,
so we can all say, oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't do it to the Washington Post.
Doesn't this create a burning question, though, in your mind? I mean, this occurred within the last month of the Obama administration. How many times have they broken the law in the previous 7 years,
never,
11 months?
Never.
Wait, Ben, forgot. No scandals in the Obama administration.
Clinton Foundation was.
That's right.
A whistle.
Yeah. I'm sorry. He's untouchable.
All right. We'll accept your apology.
All right. Bye.
Thanks, Ben.
Thanks, Ben.
Take
we
care.
Got to wrap
you
up.
Bet.
All right. I want to tell you everybody about Synergenics for a second, our other great sponsor. They're an anti-aging or age management one, but Julie McCallum, you have a complete review, 7 hours.
Health review.
Everything you need to know about your heart and everything else, and how to get everything that may be not the best, to how to get it to where you want it to be, whether it's hormones, whether it's vitamins, whether it's your diet, whether it's your exercise. All of the above. I know it's a lifesaver for me. I know it was a lifesaver for Peter Boyles, and it'll be a lifesaver for you. They have a program for men. They also have a program for women. So I recommend you give them a call, 720-387-3681. That's 720-387-3681. Or just go online at Sena, at C-E-N-E, then Genix, G-E-N-I-C-K-S. And just say that... Okay. Did I say K?
Yeah, CENEGENICS, Synergenix.
I'm great with my spelling. and so just say Chuck and Julie sent you.
Hey, and want to remind folks also, thank you to ColoradoCitizenPress.com. Check them out. You can get all of our podcasts at ChuckandJulie.com. Please click on the little YouTube icon there. Watch us on YouTube, and we'd love to have you subscribe. We're pushing 300. We'd like to get to 1,000 so we can start carrying a lot of stuff live on our mobile devices as well. So please do that. And thank you to everybody for listening today. Once again, thank you to Randy. Thank you to Jesse. Thank you to April.
Thank you to Barney.
And Barney.
All right. Take care, everybody. We'll see you on Party Friday. Oh, my God. Is it that quick? Oh, my gosh. It goes fast.